right, cool. What are you doing this time?
Well, Gary, I wanted to invite you over to play some Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Oh, hey, I love Tony Hawk. I just downloaded an ISO to play Tony Hawk 3.
Ooh.
On emulator, yeah.
It's been a while. The only thing I remember about Tony Hawk 3 is that it has Ace of Spades on the soundtrack, and also that Deltron song about washing
wash
your ass.
Yep. If you must.
Or else it'd be funky. Yeah, it's a really good song. yeah. No, I just I'm sure 3 is a perfectly fine game, but we've talked about this before. Like 1 and 2 are kind of in my wheelhouse because of time.
Mm.
Not like a finite amount of time, but like the time that I started the series. But no, this is just Tony Hawk 2. You know, we're getting in there. We played it. But there are some wacky move names and there are some wacky combos you can do. Like I've been comboing for, let's say, 40 minutes now. Like I've just kept
really
the clock
good.
Going.
Yeah. The manual made a big difference, man.
It certainly did. Like that made it crazy. Like, I think that it adds more to the game than inverts.
Cole, that is not like a controversial opinion. Everyone thinks that.
Okay.
And inverts are good, and they're better than spine transfers.
Oh yeah.
But like.
No. Okay. So cool. It just you get sensitive because if you start spouting Tony Hawk opinions, somebody can come in and shout you down. You know.
Who knows? Tony Hawk's gonna show up.
like Tony Hawk's gonna call
like gangly weirdo. I look like Phoenix the Scream.
I've been a dad for 27 years. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Thanks, Tony. I have no problems with you because you're like John Cena, and that nothing about you is offensive to anybody. Okay.
Yeah. I also just instead of saying Munch is the scream, I just called him Munich.
It's that one particularly strong scream in the 2000s movie Munich about the Munich Olympics. I've been building on a combo, and if you get this long enough, it can't display everything. So let's just like it's an ersatz randomization thing. Let's see here. It's got a kill screen. So the head's getting real big on my skater. We're clipping through it we've crossed the Rubicon here. It's not about Superman. It's about Ultraman now, which is fun.
Nice.
So it's. I can't make sense of this. Menace Fun Day? Well, what's that mean?
Menace Fun Day.
Peaches. Peach Sunday. Wait, it's sorting out.
Okay.
Sunday Fun Day.
Okay.
Huh, that's nonsense.
I'm kind of okay with this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It includes the ride. I thought you were going to have a Tony Hawk Pro Skater The Ride.
No.
Is where I thought you were going with this.
No.
The game has a parenthetical that's pretty important.
it's pretty important. So, Gary, if I can give you a peek behind the curtain of my mind, I didn't want to lead on an angle about this being a Christian game because it is decidedly not. Like it is just a papering over of a game that already existed. And also, I don't want to alienate people. Like that's pretty predictable. If we lead by talking about contemporary Christian rock from 1990,
I think it's dishonest to not refer to this like think of this as a Christian game because it's like papered over. But even like the papering over has all the hallmarks of like lame Christian media.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
This has nothing to do with the belief, but just like you know, this is a well-worn subject. Like Christians, kind of like being like, man, we like rock too.
Yeah,
like that's always going to be lame and shitty.
I will concede that point. I just wanted to downplay that aspect in composing that sketch. And by compose, I mean on the fly, on the fly. As I like after I thought of that thing, I was like, oh, let's zag when we should have zigged. I'm not going to lead with the Christian thing. Yes, this is a Christian game, specifically because of the stuff that was included in the multi-cart that is Sunday Fun Day.
I just think that like the fact that this has a third menu option that's a MIDI karaoke version of a Christian contemporary rock song the most interesting thing about this game.
Oh, it certainly is. Yeah, we're going to get a lot of mileage out of that. Don't you worry, my friends.
It's pretty amazing.
I didn't want to put it up on Front Street. There we go.
I dig it. Like, and there's actually like I kind of dig most of this game in a real weird way.
Yep.
I kind of think this is fun. Yeah. I'm Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is Outer Suffering, the show where we play bad games you don't have to.
Yeah. This is a game called Sunday Fun Day, which is a reskinning of a game called Menace Beach. Menace Beach, done by Color Dreams. Sunday Fun Day, by another aspect Wisdom of Tree. Color Dreams. Yeah, like Wisdom Tree is Color Dreams. Yes. It is a reskinning of Menace Beach to be less tawdry and more wholesome.
I love video games, man. Like just like that sentence where it's like if those words is individual meanings as opposed to names of things. Wisdom Tree is color games. Like what sentient bacteria that's possessed Data in Star Trek Next Generation would say that sentence and sign him up for a bad boy diagnostic. Like, Wisdom Tree is color dreams.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Way into it. Yeah. So this game was reskinned from Menace Beach for Japanese audiences to be a game about Princess Peach.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Menace Peach.
it's like Peaches something or other. Like it's a I don't know the exact title, but like it's kind of bizarre.
It's very bizarre. So this is the last game released on the NES. The Sunday Funday version.
Yeah, 1995, which is around the end of the life cycle for the SNES and Genesis as well.
Yeah, which is pretty bonkers.
Yeah. Which makes a little bit of sense because not throwing shade, I imagine there is probably some overlap in people who are holding on to the NES at that age or in that year and people who wanted wholesome Christian media for their kids.
Well, and it's kind of it's like Color Dreams. It's like that semi-licensed kind of thing and just like sneaking in under the radar
so Menace Beach came out in like 1990, so this is a game that is not old in terms of the NES but came out well before kind of the reskinning. And this is where I get confused because it is difficult to discern an order that it makes sense to talk about these in.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't really need to cover Menace Beach.
No, it is so just a wackier, more B movie style Sunday Fun Day. Except instead of having a Sunday school teacher in between levels, there is a woman who is chained up who gets whose clothes fall away as levels go on,
and she's your fully adult sex girlfriend.
Yep.
Like you are definitely a little kid in Menace Beach. Like you have a sex girlfriend that's twice as tall as you and is fully adult, like all the way post puberty.
Yep, there's a felony happening here.
This is like it's statutory rape beach.
Yeah, like
you know.
Oh god, that would have been a movie. That would have been a movie. Oh god. And like don't mistake us for those creepos, for those fucking creepazoids who will go on to like the Facebook comments or the comments on a local news site for some of like one of those terrible stories about a female teacher doing things with a young male student saying I would have killed to be him. No, that would have fucked you up for life.
Yeah,
you piece of garbage.
That's why everyone needs to watch The Master, where like Joaquin Phoenix admits to having sex with his aunt.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's like that kind of thing where it's like, that's going to fuck you up.
Yeah.
Is there a word for aunt-like, like the way that avuncular is uncle-like? There's got to be a word for that.
Wait, avuncular means uncle-like?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, that's avuncular. It's like having like the properties of an uncle.
Being uncle-esque.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean,
avuncular relating to an uncle. And it actually avuncular female equivalent is an automatic or Google autocomplete. Let's find out from the grammar phobia ball.
I'm curious. I'm learning a lot today.
Yeah, let me let's see. Maternal maternal, because no. Matertera refers to a mother's sister.
Yeah, no, that has turd in it.
Yeah, I don't like matertural.
No. Avuncular, I always assumed that like avuncular had kind of a similar meaning to like laconic.
Oh, sure. They're kind of similar though. Like that's an uncle property. another listener suggested creating a word for antvuncular or anticular. Anticular is pretty good. And tantatious.
Yeah, no, I mean, maybe it's because I've heard avuncular before. Obviously never understood it.
That's okay. I mean, it's not like it's an obscure word.
So this game was recommended by Scott, who says, this game was deemed morally reprehensible. Then it was remade, to be about going to Sunday school on time. I think there was also a Mario ripoff version, featuring Princess Peach as well. Look into it, but it's fun. Terrible. Also there was somebody, who said, please check the game facts topics for this, but I didn't find much of anything. Huh?
No, I didn't either. Yeah. I don't know what the game facts topics, is referring to.
Yeah.
For it, which is okay. You know, it doesn't happen. So if it is, I mean, we can do the Abject Suffering follow up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, cause there's like one game fact that's real basic.
Yeah.
And has the lyrics to the song and then a couple reviews of it. That I didn't see anything super great.
No. The one thing in the FAQ, and we're doing this kind of backwards. We haven't actually explained what
FAQ
the
game backwards.
We're in FAQ backwards. Again, this is something like as we've done this for, God, 4 years now, Gary. 4 years we've done this show. That's amazing. I love doing this show. We've noticed a little bit of a pattern popping up in the thanks. Obviously, that's where you go first when you're examining for Game Facts Gold. But you get those people who will thank whatever they consumed or whatever they believe they consumed most while writing the work.
Oh yeah.
So
like thanks to Pepsi Code Black or whatever.
Yeah. So credits again for, you know, American Video for this odd and entertaining game. There's no CJC. So this person is a fucking ingrate who doesn't deserve to be on Game Facts. But then, Pepsi and Mountain Dew for keeping me awake while I'm writing.
Yep.
Like a while ago, like years back, we had that person who thanked Jose Ole for his delicious taquitos.
The one thing just to close out Game Facts Gold, and the message board, there's somebody who goes, I want to see that Sunday school teacher fucking strip, for God's sakes.
I
know it's not meant as speech, but come on, at least show some ass. And I was reading it like it's 100% in my head in Frank Booth's, like Jimmy Frasca. That's the guy's name.
Frasca. I was reading this as Jay from Jay and Silent Bob. Want to see that Sunday school teacher fucking strip, for God's sake.
Jimmy Frasca can be the consummate horn dog on the Forces of Evil. So
like he's not gonna do a lot of good.
What I'm saying, like Jimmy Frasca,
I mean, he's not gonna be effective, I guess.
He's way worse than Jimmy Frasca, that I'm in favor of. Man, Jimmy Frasca is
he's an active on the message board.
It's all politics.
Yeah, it's all
Black
politics.
Pope, and World War III, or a civil war. I cannot authorize to view that, but I bet you it's a good opinion, Jimmy Frasca.
and it's all within a month ago, the oldest one. So
yeah, he got woke in the weirdest possible place. Not woke, but like whatever you call
right. Let's see here. Star Wars. Wow, at Hayden Christensen's performance. Basically, all three prequels show Sidious starting and then funding and ordering both sides of a war effort, with the eventual goal of forming the Republic into an empire with him at the lead. So good political read on that.
Yeah, it's all Star Wars and then politics stuff.
Yeah,
that I suspect is not good. I mean,
Rogue One was pretty forgettable, spoilers. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen the movie, so I can't say whether or not that's good, but a person with your priorities, I can't imagine.
But remember, Anime Peace Accord 2017.
Does that apply to Star Wars as well?
Well, the new anime is Star Wars.
What?
So we don't have peace. Yeah, we
Who
don't
the fuck
peace.
Said new anime? Like, so I'm not anti-Star Wars like you are. I take exception.
I thought it was with you, but maybe it was with Jeremy. I mean... I said it, but it's been proclaimed. I mean, I made unilateral action and proclaimed it in many pieces of social media. Cole, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because of Brian Wade. Like, Brian Wade, like, he did it. Yes.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So, yeah, I suppose. Okay.
Don't know how quickly you forget.
Well, the man fucking hoodwinked me, Gary.
And then
he made a fool of me when I was raising money for children. Yeah, okay?
Twice bitten, like, bite me once.
Bite me again. I'm a dirty boy. Come on.
Me twice right here on the neck.
Okay, yeah, all right. No, the person in this equation who needs to chill out on Star Wars shit is not me, it's you. I've never come out as strongly as you have. However, I did react kind of strongly to Star Wars being called the new anime, but I'm not sure which side of that equation I'm being indignant for. So I think that we're probably just a skosh up our own asses on ironic media hate.
There's literally nothing ironic about my dislike of Star Wars. It's bad, and I bet your Rogue Run one is underwhelming.
It's fine. I just want to I'll rent it on Apple Movies or whatever.
Yeah, get your $3.99 back.
No, I just don't want to go to a building to watch a Star Wars movie anymore. It's just not.
Yeah, who's going to leave the house to see a Star Wars?
No, I will spend 2.5 hours watching a Star Wars in the comfort of my own house, so I can just talk on my iPad. You know, well, it happens. Like, it's just that's just the way that I want to engage with this stuff now. You know, that's fine. I'm still going to do it, but Jimmy Frasca is potent. Jimmy Frasca is potent. No, he's passionate. He's very passionate about these things. Posting as 20 hours ago, as of 8:44 p.m. on January the 30th.
I feel like that's very recently. I think that I'm sorry to not move on from this for.
No,
sorry,
it's fine.
Sorry to every listener. If the war with Star Wars can't be on, then I'm reigniting the war with anime.
Okay. No, there's no reason that both of them shouldn't be on or off.
There was an idea where I was like, let's extend the Olive Branch to anime it was with you because it was through Momodora. It was in the Momodora episode. We talked about this.
Oh no. You mentioned the truce with anime as though it was a thing that you had established elsewhere. And I was not going to question it because you know me, I don't like rocking the boat. You know, if I am presented with onerous anime, I will comment on it. But Momodora, in no way was that onerous, aside from the booby lady, right? We talked about it. That fit my criteria for being like, oh, this is just like a 16-bit, you know, Japanese platformer design.
Yeah,
great.
So my thought was between that and then having Dave Riley on Bonfireside Chat, let's bury that axe.
Okay,
but that axe got to go somewhere, bro. And Brian Wade came along at that point and was like, hey guys, prequels. Hey guys, extended universe novels.
Right.
And I just felt like it just seemed like a natural place to put the axe. If we can't put the axe there, it's fine. I'll respect your decision. It's part of the network. As you know, as my other half, Cole, I respect your decision.
Yeah. Garrett, I wasn't telling you where to put your axe. I'm not Gimli. I'm not going to fucking lend you my axe. I'm not going to tell you where you should put it.
it's a coax.
Put it somewhere. I don't have to have an axe.
We bought an axe. It's the sequel. It's the brand new movie.
It's the sequel that we bought a zoo. We have to get rid of these fucking animals. They get so much goddamn greenery.
So we bought an axe. It is a coax. I get it on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You get it on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. On Sunday, we flip a coin. Okay. It is our axe, Cole.
Okay. And
if you don't want it in Star Wars, it's okay. It's gotta go somewhere, though, buddy.
I don't know.
It's gotta go somewhere.
It's
gotta fly.
Fish gotta fly. Okay, so this the episode's about this now because I think that both of us
they want Sunday fun day
because we both are disdainful of the worst aspects and tropes of anime, but we don't like willingly subject ourselves to that side of it, right? So if shown anime that is not anime enough for us, we'll be like, hey, okay, fine, whatever. When we talk about God, I've said anime way too many times, it's lost all meaning, but maybe that's part of the point. When we talk about that, we're talking about the worst of it, but it's way too broad to wield an axe for. Whereas Star Wars, it can be, you know, offensive in its inoffensiveness when you just get to the core side of it, or if you extend beyond into extended universe and fan theory stuff, it broadens out into a whole bunch of stuff that is like, come on guys, like both of these are too broad for us to carry an axe for. Okay,
I don't think Star Wars is that broad. I think anime is, but I mean that's you're answering a serious question with our joke bit about being it's anime that we've had for 4 years. Like you're disregarding an entire lifetime of network in joke with a serious answer to this thing. So I'm not really sure how to respond.
People have based their entire opinion of us based on that fucking in joke, Gary.
Yeah, but what do you do, you know?
Yeah.
Like you can't capitulate to terrorists. Like you know, like where you can't change based on that. Like if they have a problem based on that end joke, like it's their problem, not ours. Like I don't know.
So like like this gets down to like a you know, a parlor game question. I'm not sure I want to put an axe in either of these.
Okay, well, just
because Gary, I'm afraid that if I put an axe in Star Wars, I put an axe in the back of myself at 9 years old.
Then it's like when somebody, if you have like an old married couple and you're trying to figure out where to go for food, it's like you can veto something, but you can't veto it without suggesting something else to go.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. No, that makes perfect sense.
So I'm fine with the veto. That's my point. Yeah. Veto's fine. Something else has to. So it's up for you to throw something else up there.
I'll put an axe in Lord of the Rings. I don't fucking care.
Oh man, I like Lord of the Rings a lot more than Star Wars.
Yeah,
that's tricky. I don't know. I'll think on it.
Okay, think on it. Like
we can come back to that.
Yeah, Star Wars deserves my suggestion.
The Lord of the Rings never did anything like the prequels. Like Lord of the Rings,
Fucking Hobbit, man.
Yeah, the Hobbit trilogy.
The Hobbit trilogy is fucking garbage.
It is really garbage.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're like the prequels are the floor, my friend. Like that's literally as low as it gets. I don't know how long it's been since you've seen those, but like,
I mean, I watched them once and I never thought about them again.
They're on the floor. So,
same thing with Hobbit, man.
Yeah, the Hobbit's really bad.
Yeah,
I will admit that the Hobbit is very bad.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
Yeah. So Sunday fun day. This is a
platform. We can come back to this. We'll table this for now.
Okay. Well,
if this tape ever gets released, this will be deleted.
If one of us doesn't bury the axe in each other.
Yes. If this ever comes out.
So I mean, like this should be enough for the haters, right? That neither of us is willing to immediately put the axe in anime.
Yes.
So I'm
way willing to put it in Star Wars, but I'm not immediately willing to put it in.
So Gary, like you know, like why can't we get a little bit more laser focused in this? Why can't we put the axe in either Moe or Luke?
Moe is might be a good compromise.
Yeah, I think we can put an axe in Moe and keep everything else.
Yeah. That's like only half of our axe though. Yeah, it's so small.
Well, we can split it apart.
That's true. It's like, cause it had to go in Moe, but then it becomes an anime thing. I'm trying to be less like down on anime
right. In
general, not for capitulating to terrorists.
Right. No, you need to make that clear.
Yeah. But because, you know, Mo Medora and because of, Dave Riley,
mm-hmm.
And because Brian had this act of aggression, I don't want to fight a war on two fronts, man.
Right. Right.
So it's, you know, I was gonna piece of cords with those guys. We will see. This is gonna be a long running negotiation.
I mean,
we'll see,
like, Gary,
next year, 2018.
If we're just talking tactically, there's gonna be far more anime coming at us than Star Wars.
That's why we take out Star Wars, because it's an easier target. We don't want to fight with something that big.
But we take out all of anime, and we just have to deal with Star Wars. I don't know why I'm saying this. I don't hate Star Wars like you do. Like, I will watch a Star Wars. I think The Empire Strikes Back is good.
That's why.
This is
called gaslighting. I'm doing it to you really good.
Yeah, you are. Like, no, this is where that fucking reviewer was accurate. Oh, they agree on everything. One of them just dislikes Star Wars enough, and the other guy goes along with it. Like, no, I will not put in A New Hope and watch it. Like, I'll watch, you know, something else.
Why would
else.
Anyone do that?
Well, because they haven't seen it in a while and they're getting ready for a new movie and they want to remind themselves what a good Star Wars movie looks like.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
That's where I'll leave it. Just saying.
Okay. No, just saying is fine. I think we can just say things.
Yeah.
As long as we don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. I mean, like, I have no power to destroy Star Wars.
No.
So it's I can't do anything about it.
Right, right. No, and we can't destroy anime either.
But in the way that, like, so no, but the way that, like, if the idea, so to answer, to go along with you on the impulse of answering a joke, a 4-year-old network in joke seriously, the reason we were joking about that was because of certain, like, tropes that are the worst of the worst of that. Making an effort, the valid criticism and being like, you guys don't like anime, is that, not that it's like we have a moral imperative to like it or that it's actually good and it's wrong for us to say we don't like it. Yeah. It's that non-specific as a criticism.
Right. So we know
whereas,
the two of us know what we mean when we say like, it's kind of anime, but like other people would have the good aspects of that in their mind. Like, hey, why don't you like X? And like X might be fine, but no, we're thinking of Y, and Y is terrible. And that person would probably agree with us.
And in all fairness to us, we've explained that
hundreds of times,
like what we mean. And it never seems to actually make a difference, but we have explained that a lot. A lot of those things.
Yeah.
Also present in Star Wars.
What the fuck now, are you talking about? Gary, you've come on board, my friend. You're just adrift. Somebody has taken your rudder. Come on, man.
I'm just saying, so now during, you know, things, instead of being like, I didn't like this because this was like anime, I'm going to be like, I didn't like this because it felt like Star Wars-y.
Okay. Well, I mean, those feel like two separate things.
Well, I mean, I bet you we can find some stuff, though.
I mean, like, because that's what we do. We've been creative partners for coming up on like 5.5 years now. We could probably do something with that.
That's right. Anyway,
so Menace Beach or Sunday Fun Day.
Sunday Fun Day. I just don't want to end this. I don't want to end the Sunday Fun Day episode without. We don't have to get like a firm confirmation of this, but if I'm giving up like a 4-year-old in-joke, an in-joke with tradition and everything, it's just a vacuum.
Gary, we can keep the status quo. Both of us can be vaguely dismissive of the worst parts of anime. That's where the act can go. You can keep your disdain for Star Wars. We could like not doing anything for the status quo. That's still a choice. Like people who tell us, hey guys, stick with games. And we say, hey, you know, like, staying neutral is that is a political statement, right? Like not saying anything is saying something. Like not doing anything is an option here. This is a Telltale game. Okay. We can leave it like it is.
Yes. I'll take it. But in my mind with the proclamations and stuff I made, and you know, like I said, to be fair, I made unilateral decisions that, that were not necessarily representative. If we're still doing that, the anime accords are off.
Okay.
It's okay. It lasted about a month and a half.
Well, but I mean, like, we can just, like, we can universally, like, lower aggressions. Okay. Like,
it can become a Cold War.
Right. Yeah. Like, we don't have to be actively shitty about either of these things.
We never really were, though. You're answering seriously this thing that is like has all of the cadence and stuff of a joke. Like we never were. Like I don't think that's
the point. Sorry. Are we behind stage? Are we backstage right now? Like is this green room? What's going on?
I don't know. I couldn't have planned it, but I'm gonna look into it. So I'm gonna say Cold War.
Cold War.
The peace accords are off. Now it is a Cold War.
Right.
And that is where we will land.
Yeah. And uneasy detente, which, if I'm being honest, before you said we had an anime accord, I just assumed we had.
It kind of naturally came into that. I just proclaimed it.
Yeah.
Because of the force of Momodora and Dave Riley.
Well, maybe fucking send me a Slack message.
It's not my fault you don't pay attention to my Twitter.
Gary, what the fuck are we doing? What is this? Who would listen to it? I'm having a good time enough to snort during that laugh there. I'll call it out. I'll be honest about it.
here's one for the fans. This is maybe, you know, the way that like every comic is somebody's first and every comic is somebody's last.
Right.
Maybe this is not somebody's first.
Right.
With any luck whatsoever.
So do we talk about Sunday Fun Day at all?
Well, let's go through it real quickly.
Okay.
I mean, there's so much like this would have been a WCW backstage assault conversation. I have stuff to say about Sunday Fun Day, but like, I also don't want to make a 90-minute episode where it's like, it's literally like, it's like a dog barking at itself in the mirror for 90 minutes. What a mistake.
What are we cancel doing? Us. We have the power, but we won't.
Yeah, please don't cancel us.
No. Okay, Gary, I won't cancel us. It would take both of us to cancel us.
I know. We both got the nuclear. That's what I'm saying. We have one axe. Anywho. Sunday Fun Day.
Sunday Fun
Day. I think Sunday Fun Day is pretty fun. I think it's very weird that it's instead of replacing the nude lady with imagine what your Sunday school teacher is saying.
Yeah, that is very strange. That is so contrived. So the whole thing about this, like they've replaced the drive to save your kidnapped and rapidly nakeding girlfriend.
Like getting taller and more puberty.
Yep.
As time goes on.
Right. They've replaced your drive to rescue her with the drive to get to Sunday school on time. Yes. And so instead of building in some kind of like telepathy or like writing in saying, boy, Billy sure isn't early like he usually is. Yeah. I hope he hasn't been waylaid by the plumber. No, this is just anxiety. This is just a version of the Sunday school teacher that Billy has inside of his head who is haranguing him and just like driving him forward. Like we're one step away from this being a Silent Hill thing.
It's like a lot like Taxi Driver, because this paranoia drives him to explode civilians like pretty constantly.
Well, he's not exploding civilians. He's just letting civilians get exploded. That's it's that true. Person who threw the pipe bomb out the window.
I know, but you can grab it and throw it.
Okay.
At the person, like you can be you have to get rid of the gigantic like. I don't know, the gigantic school marms or whatever.
Yeah, like the big people. I read them as like gossips, or am I less charitable and more classist instincts, like a Walmart Sunday afternoon shopper?
That's what. Yeah, it kind of seems like it's going for that kind of thing, like a trailer park, kind of aesthetic. Other than I love the fire hydrants and legs, those little guys.
Yeah, they didn't change those for Menace Beach.
I like those things a lot. And then you're going to Sunday school. You have to, you don't just take the street like you would to get to a place.
No,
you go through sewers and caves and shit.
Yeah.
And the end boss in this game is a bear. And like
the end boss of life for a lot of people is a bear.
Like you fight like a little devil boy. And then, but in Menace Beach, it's a bear.
Right.
So, good work. But the actual mechanics of it are kind of as a game that you're always on a skateboard, which is a rare, that doesn't usually work.
Right.
I like your little, like being able to do little kick flips to slow your descent.
Mm-hmm. It gives you like an almost like glide kind of thing.
Yeah. A little bit like the raccoon tail. And then I like the sewer level with the weird springs and stuff. Like the way those are kind of laid out made me want a follow-up to Mario Maker, that Sunday Funday Maker, where you can place those springs.
Well, I mean, play that physics engine. It's like a more fast action incredible machine or something like that, because they will set you up where if you are a pixel off on a jump, you'll be kicked into this multi-part spring machine that will launch you into a light switch, which will make the entire level harder to get around.
Yeah, and they're real devious, and they're like little things that shoot you back as well. Like the sewer levels are actually kind of cool in this game, I think. And that's really it. Like I got to like the fourth level
that's pretty much it. But you have like most of the time, like it has that brawler problem of, hey, here is a mid boss enemy that you cannot advance until you kill. In Menace Beach, they're ninjas, which, hey, it's the 80s, it makes sense. In this, they're just bullies, and I just imagine them being deists. Because you know, like everybody who's trying to come after you is trying to stop you from getting to this, you know, to Sunday school. Like, hey, you know, like God exists, but like he's way too powerful to like really care about us. You know, like God isn't here, but like,
Yeah, they're still religious kids, but they're just not. You know, they're Seventh Day Adventists,
right? He said it in the motion, but he's not actually listening to you pray. Like
wrong
later.
Day, little twerp. Church was yesterday.
Are you on your way to getting a blood transfusion? Yeah. That's a Jehovah. What am I thinking of? Jehovah's Witnesses? They don't take blood.
Oh, I don't know. I've given them some blood.
willingly.
Yeah.
No, I'm positive. Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't celebrate birthdays. They do not accept blood transfusions, which is fine. Oh, okay. It's their thing.
Yeah. And they'll die for it.
Yep.
That wasn't a threat. It just medicine because that's
right. Cool, yeah. Are you?
And to their kids and stuff. That's cool. I was going to say about Sunday Funday.
the clowns that will give you the power of flight if you kill them.
Yeah. Yep. I'm into those guys.
I mean, everybody knows that if you kill a clown and suck the helium out of his veins, you will float.
Yep. 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 And you need it to actually get through a bunch of places.
Like the end of the third level, like the second above ground level, is like an endless pit that you have to get over. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's more or less Sunday Funday. It's a multi-cart, so it comes with Freefall.
Or Fishfall.
Fishfall. Fishfall, the chapters. The way this was shoehorned into being religious is pretty amazing, because these weren't originally fish.
No. This was just a color dreams, like really basic, like where we were straddling the line between the 2600 and the NES. We can't ship this by itself now, so we have to gussy it up.
By creating Fishfall, which was like, it's I don't know how you describe it. It's like the whatever that Atari game is where you catch all the people falling out of the building.
Or the Kaboom, where you catch all the bombs. Yeah, Kaboom, yes. Or Beat'em and Eat'em, where you catch all the loads.
Where you catch all the cums. And then but then you also have to throw them back.
Right.
Fair enough. But it's fish, and the fish walk out on their tails.
Yep.
It's like the cutest, dumbest thing.
Yeah.
We're coming. It's really good.
And if you use the fish to kill one of the enemies, or like one of those seagulls, there's something about Color Dreams or Wisdom Tree where they love using seagulls to represent something. I'm sure there's a biblical basis for that that I have no idea about. But like, I love these cute little seagull sprites that pop up.
Yeah.
But if you end up using one of these fish as a weapon, it'll turn into a little angelfish, not like a cap, like angelfish, like the like what Nemo was,
like,
or whatever,
like the fish,
right? No, like a fish with angel wings.
Yes, I like that a lot too.
Yeah,
and when you kill people in the actual game, they turn into doves. It's very, very weird. And then and that game is actually like, seems like if that was an Atari game, it'd be good.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a little timing game. You just have to catch it, you catch as many fish as you can and then pitch them up into the net. Like,
your quota is too high, and it's called a quota, which is very weird. Like, there's a governing body.
Yeah, there's a governing body that if you fail will just read Bible quotes to you. Like, what?
Yeah, that's very, very strange. But my favorite thing is this karaoke rendition of The Ride by For Him, which is like a Christian pop band I hadn't heard of before.
Yep.
And it's just a Nintendo karaoke song. Like,
so what I thought was happening was I thought that I was getting a level select where each of the lines was like the name of a song or like the name of a level, because, this song is very disjointed. I thought that's kind of funny. Like, I'll just pick that. Like, it's just auto selecting through them before I realized, hey, that's a tune behind this. Oh, this is karaoke. Huh?
Yes. Yeah. It's very weird. And there's this was a thing, like Famicom, there were Famicom karaoke games.
Yes.
They use the microphone and the controller. I think that's rad. And
it's great.
I want somebody to just take like a bunch of, like, now that's what I call music 3 or whatever, and make an NES cart where you can put in and just do this.
Yeah.
I think that's fucking rad. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I think I have not seen like repro carts of that, but I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And would do like an NES karaoke party. I think that'd be really fun. Like, you had... And then you put it in and you just like roll up, something, that ain't impressing me much or something like that. And like, I just think that's really cool.
Yeah.
And I would love to see that used in like a non-weird religious pop music context.
Yeah. And like this music, again, like whatever, you can listen to any music and determine whether or not it's Christian, just without them singing about God. But yeah, this is very much like this would have been the, like a bar of this would have been the intro to an early 90s sitcom about family.
Yeah.
On like ABC or whatever. One of my favorite lines of this, so it's called The Ride because this the central track of this album is called The Ride of Life, written by Harris and Coke, 4:38. They liken, life on this earth, this crazy blue marble that we have, to a roller coaster ride. More potently, one of the lines says that living on Earth, or just like living in general, life is this big scream machine. Yep. Which I'm way into it. Same.
Yeah, very, very strange. Yep,
every single day is a big scream machine.
It is a big scream machine. I played it. I played the song and closed my eyes and thought of it like it was actually backing music for just the Nintendo level.
Okay.
And hearing a pop song composition actually as Nintendo music is very cool.
Yeah.
Like, and I would like to hear a Nintendo game that did this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't have to be like actually based on pop songs, but made songs that sound like this as opposed to, 30-second NES loops.
Yeah. Extend that out into like a ballad, like an actual composition that is meant to be listened to from beginning to end, as opposed to like over and over again. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Very cool.
Yeah.
So
I don't know that I have anything more to say about this. I liked Menace Beach better for its goofy theming more so than anything else. Yeah. Like if I was given a choice between fighting a deist bully or a ninja, I'd fight a ninja.
Yeah. The jump is actually worse in Menace Beach. So there's a part you can't get past.
Oh shit. Yeah. Okay. Well, give me Sunday Funday then, because that is the functional product.
Yeah. I wasn't saying that necessarily, like, cause you're not going to get that level. It's more like a factoid. By that.
Oh man, the box art for Sunday Funday. Have you seen this thing?
It's pretty special. It's real good.
You got little Billy here on a skateboard hailing a cab, and you have I can only assume that his name is Thunk in the background with no neck, like the bully who's slavering at him with his way too wide mouth.
Thunk. I like Thunk.
Yeah.
Anywho, sorry about this. Who suggested this?
I don't know if there's anything to apologize for. I think that we really iron stuff out.
It's just weird.
We've made decisions that are going to affect a lot of shows. I think people appreciate that kind of inside view.
The any kind of improvised medium. If you lost the ability to surprise yourself, you've lost already.
Right.
So I guess that's what I take from this.
Yeah. Well, does wandering into something that you're not sure if it's a good idea can count as surprising yourself?
I didn't expect it to go there. So yes.
Okay. This was recommended by Scott, or suggested by Scott. Thank you for like just pushing us into that weird conversation.
Boy, Scott. Thanks, Scott. If you want to support the show, if you don't want us to get canceled, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Give us a couple bucks, and that will ensure that the show keeps going.
Yeah.
We'd really appreciate it.
Yep. Go to duckfeed.tv/store and check out the premium episodes that we put out once a month. First for Patreon backers at the $5 level. And then for everybody, if they want to pick them up for, a reasonable price there. We really appreciate everybody who checks those out. We really enjoy those as well.
During that conversation, Cole, our Patreon literally went down $3. Like somebody knew.
Somebody felt it.
Yep. Like, oh shit. Better cancel this.
I just know they're going to release some weird piece of wankery about anime and Star Wars.
Yep. Somebody had that felt like that. Somebody's walking over their grave and decided my $3 is better spent on a burger.
Yep. I can't disagree. Like, I'd rather that go to my burger, but okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to take a burger out of your mouth to put it into mine. It's fine.
I'll lead in a trap a burger with you.
Yeah. I'll split a sandwich with you. Like it's lunch, it's fine.
Yeah. So thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for ratings, reviews. Thanks for everything you do to support the show.
Yeah.
And until next time,
it was Luke Dog.
Yeah, it was Luke Dog. Yeah.